प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। Celebrate the feast of having all relationships with Father at Amrit Vela. The entire world is full of beggars, whereas you children are enjoying all relationships with the Father. Can there be any greater joy or happiness than this? So from Amrit Vela, use this treasure of happiness. To use this treasure of happiness is the key of all treasures. Think about it and talk to yourself about happiness. The moment you first open your eyes, who comes in front of you? Whom do you meet with your first thought? You meet the creator of the world, the bestower of all blessings and the bestower of all treasures, the seed. In which the entire tree is contained. All the souls of the world are begging and they follow many difficult paths just to obtain a glimpse of Him for a second. In comparison to this, you great souls have all the rights of celebrating the meeting with all relationships with Father and experiencing all His treasures. Life is a great dance. The dance with the rich existence. It's moment to moment celebration. In the world, why there are days of celebrations? Different festivals, every religion has got set of festivals, days where people come together and celebrate. Why? For enjoying. What about other days? What about other days? Whole year you are in sorrow and misery. Then suddenly in the 1st of January you come and start jumping. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. And again on the 2nd of January you are back into your sorrow and suffering and misery. Again unhappiness. So these days are just compensatory things created by the world. Because there is so much sorrow, there is so much suffering, so much unhappiness. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, the whole world is burning, tapat, intense heat of vices, of lust. And the cool showers are here upon you. Why? Just to celebrate on a particular day. Today is this day, that's why I celebrate. What about other days? to stay in darkness, in sorrow. Why not celebrate every day? Our life should be a sequence of celebration, a battery of festivity, a series of enjoyment. One episode of joy should follow another episode of bliss, happiness, beauty. Look at the nature. The trees are dancing. Do they have any reason? Today is the festival, let us dance. Does this one tree say to the another tree? They dance without reasons. The nature is so rich. The rich nature is enjoying every moment. Look at the clouds, how they move. The sun. In today's Murli Baba said, this sun is, that sun was Satopradhan in golden age. But even the sun looks so happy. The wind, the breeze, the moon, the sky, the star, the planets, the air, the mountains, the lakes, the rivers, the oceans. Everything appears to be in the stage of eternal dance, appears to be in the state of ecstasy, enjoying. Why can't we? Baba says, yes, but the worldly children, the worldly people are unhappy. But for you, it is dance. For you, it is celebration. For you, it is feasting, not fasting. The world is the world of beggars. While you are kings, you are not beggars. You are children of the King of Kings. Christianity calls God as King of the world. So you are children of King. You cannot beg. You cannot ask. You are donor. So enjoy life. Celebrate the feast of having all relationships with Father. At Amrit Vela, you wake up with enjoyment. At Amrit Vela, think who has woken me up. Think, what is this? Who is this? What life is this? This is a life of purity. And because of this eternal purity within, because of this unbroken purity, any moment of the day, you can establish link with that seed. If there is an impurity, it is very difficult to establish link with seed. At any point of time, at any place, in any given circumstance. But if it is unbroken purity, one of the biggest advantage of purity is what you know? What is the biggest advantage of Brahmacharya? You can establish connection with Baba at any time. Throughout the day, no matter how much busy you are, some task has occupied you and you have totally forgotten to remember him. But the moment you come out of the task and you think of him, and the intellect rushes towards the seed. So one of the greatest advantages of purity is re-establishing the link with God. Otherwise, throughout the day, the link is snapped. So many times, because there are so many different circumstances, obstacles, people, karmic accounts coming in your way. And sometimes things are tough. But no matter what is happening in life, if the purity inside is unbroken, you can easily establish connection with the seed. And this time you established connection with the seed, okay? Then you got busy for another 4 hours. Totally forgot. Who is he? What is he? Who am I? Or rather, you have already come in body consciousness to some extent. But if the purity remains unbroken, this re-establishment at a further point of time is easy. He is the seed, because you yourself can get situated in the seed stage very fast. I am seed. I am point. I am dot. Stop all the things. Put a dot to everything. I am dot. And I enter into the world of dots. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba said, that is also a Srishti. That is also a world. This is also a Srishti, and that is also a Srishti. That is the world of souls, and this is the world of Jivatmas, embodied souls. The Paramdham, a very small portion of Paramdham you live. Very small portion. Paramdham is very big, vast, unlimited. So, I was just thinking yesterday, who can talk like this? He is saying, Paramdham is such a, in a very small area of Paramdham, you all souls live together. That means he is aware of everything. Only the person who is aware of the entire geography can say, ki only this area people stay, the other area is barren. Who can talk like this? Only the one who is ultimate, who is the knowledgeful. So Baba is saying, only small area of Paramdham you stay, the rest of the area is polar after. It's nothing is there, space and space. It means he is aware of everything. Yeah, he knows everything, it means. It's a very important point to understand. He said, I am the only one who is soul conscious throughout, all the time. Sadeva. So naturally, when we come in body consciousness, our power comes down, our power decreases. He never comes in body consciousness. That's why he is always powerful, one. He never comes in sound for 5000 years. That's why he is very powerful. He never comes in rebirth. Baba says, these are deep matters to be understood. I never take rebirth. I never come in the womb of woman. You souls, you enter the womb. You take rebirth. And that is one of the causes of your degradation. One more thing from yesterday's Murli. Very powerful point. Soul is 16 celestial degree. And then comes to 14. Baba says 14s would not be called deities. Now there is a point here. When the soul is 16 celestial degree, body is also 16 celestial degree. So body also has become Tamo Pradhan. So body was once 16 celestial, complete body. So this definition of body here is complete health. And now the body has become Tamo Pradhan, has reduced. It is no degrees. So, one is the journey of the soul, another is the journey of the body. If the blood tests are done at this 16 celestial degree, how the reports would be like? Huh? What would be the hemoglobin here? What would be the vitamins levels, minerals? So the body has gone through the stage of degradation. Now it is the time to regenerate it. The process of regeneration should start here. And this will start in the mind with the soul. One is through soul. When the soul becomes pure, body becomes pure. But you can independently make body pure by combining yourself with nature. That's another method. So again, come back. Wake up and enjoy. Wake up and celebrate. Wake up and start dancing. Wake up and start singing. Which songs? The song of happiness. Because you have all relationships with the Father. The Father is with you. The whole world is searching the Father and nobody knows who is the Father. Only you know Him. The entire world is full of beggars, mendicants. They are asking, but nobody knows. Some say that soul is God and some say that soul is universal, ubiquitous, everywhere. Some say God is ubiquitous, sarvavyapi. In day before yesterday's Murli, Baba said, this is absolute jhoot, untruth, to think that God and soul are one. I never said this. Maine aisa kaha hi nahi. I never said this. So can there be any greater joy or happiness than this? From the Amrit Vela, use this treasure of happiness. The use of this treasure of happiness is the key to all the treasures. Think about it. Talk to yourself about happiness. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, talk with yourself. Let this Gyan enter into your heart. So talk with yourself. Who am I? What am I doing here? The moment you first open your eyes, who comes in front of you? Whom do you meet with your first thought? With your thought. That's why yesterday we discussed about sleep hygiene. So that thing is very important. What time you sleep and how you sleep, with thoughts you sleep. Because the rule of the sleep is that whatever thought you sleep at night, the same thought you get up with. You sleep with the thought of fear, you will get up with the thought of fear. You sleep with the thought of jealousy, you get up with the thought of jealousy. You sleep with the thought of happiness, joy, with gratitude. You get up with the same thought. The last thought becomes the first thought. So this sleeping thing is very important. Think about it. Talk to yourself. The moment you first open your eyes, who comes in front? Whom do you meet with your first thought? You meet the creator of the world. This is a wonderful yoga. To think throughout the day, who is God? Who is He? And let your intellect answer. Who is He? Creator. Who is He? Seed. Who is He? Director. Who is He? The supreme witness of this play. Who is He? Ocean of love, ocean of happiness. Who is He? Keep on, don't use the same words, new words. Who is He? Who is He? Who is He? Keep on asking yourself, who is He? What is He? So this answer will connect you with Him. He is the seed in which all an entire tree is contained. God is the seed. He is the seed. Everything is included in Him. Everything. Once you know Him, once you understand Him, you don't have to understand anything. Why is so powerful? Yesterday's Murli abhokta. He is abhokta. He doesn't indulge in anything. That's why He remains all the time powerful. So He is the seed. So He is the seed. Think of the seed. When you connect with Him, all the knowledge, history, geography, chemistry, physics, mathematics, biology, medical, engineering, everything is included in Him. So when you connect your intellect's yoga with Him, whatever knowledge you want, you can get from Him. If you want to learn the new techniques, that also you can learn from Him. Because he, in him is everything. There is nothing which is not in him. If you want to learn any language, you can just take from him, because he is the ocean of all the languages. There is nothing which is not in him. Aham adishya madhyasya. I am the alpha and omega of this world. I am the beginning, the middle and the end of this world. I know everything. I am the light of the world, Bible declares. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. I am the light of the world. He, come ye all to me. And I shall, I am the truth. The one of the greatest name that is given to God is Sat Chit Anand. Sat Chit Anand. He is Sat, truth. He is Chit, light. He is Anand, bliss, eternal. This is one of the greatest names. All the truth is within him. Entire light, entire knowledge, entire pragya, entire wisdom. Everything is in him. And he is Anand. He is the bliss. Ultimate happiness. The one who remains connected with him will arrive at the same stage as he. All the time, throughout the day. The moment you are free, just close the eyes and just jump. And think, who is he? He is Sat Chit Anand. The most powerful. Nothing of this world can be compared to him. Maya tadmidam sarvam jagat vyakti murtinam matsthani sarvabhutani. Everything is included in me. There's one poem, poet Emily Bronte. She says, though earth and moon were gone, if earth is gone, moon were gone, and all the universe ceased to be, and thou art left alone, only God, you are left alone, nothing except you remains. Every existence would exist in thee. Everything will still exist in you. You are that potent. You are that powerful. So realizing, the moment you get up in the morning, take blessing from him. May you be yogi, may you be pure. Yogi bhava, pavitra bhava. These are the two greatest swamans. I am a greatest yogi. I am the most purest soul in the world. No impurity can ever touch me. No negativity of this world can ever touch me. I am the highest, the purest, the holiest. In the supreme protection of the divine providence. So these are very powerful thoughts. In the morning, think of yourself as a dot. Go to him. He is the supreme dot. Take all powers from him and distribute throughout the world. Baba said, this is the only seva. Go to the sun of knowledge. Take powers. In today's blessing also Baba said, Master Gyan Surya, it will extinguish all the dirt, the filth, the garbage. Take powers from him and distribute throughout the world. This is one yoga. Another yoga, take blessings from him. Another yoga, go to the world and distribute your powers. So you can create multiple yogas. From one Murli. And seed is the essence of all the Murlis. This is Baba's Mahavakya. Baba's saying that seed is what? Sar. Essence of all the Murlis. There is nothing powerful than seed. So seed, dot, point, lamp, jyoti, star, these are the different forms of God. So, just enjoy. Cool. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Celebrate the feast of having all relationship with Father at Amrit Vela. The entire world is full of beggars, whereas you children are enjoying all relationships with the Father. Can there be any greater joy or happiness than this? So, for Amrit Vela, use this treasure of happiness. To use of this treasure of happiness is the key of all treasures. Think about it and talk to yourself about happiness. The moment you first open your eyes, who comes in front of you? Whom do you meet with your first thought? You meet the creator of the world, the bestower of all blessings, and the bestower of all treasures, the seed in which the entire tree is contained. All the souls of the world are begging, and they follow many difficult paths just to often obtain a glimpse of Him for a second. In comparison to this, you great souls have all the rights of celebrating the meeting with all relationship with the Father and experiencing all His treasures. Om Shanti.
Jeela hai, jagran ki.